welcome to the Warmaster Podcast, episode 44, with Paul and Barry.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, listeners!
And Warmaster.
And Warmaster. It's called Merry Christmas, Warmaster, because that's an original
title. No idea. Desperation there. Desperation. We're back in Shea Pittman for a change.
Yeah, first time in months.
6 months or something.
Something like that. I mean, so we actually have played at Barry's.
It's all right. Yeah. Things are going on. Yeah. Still not finished. Nothing's ever finished. The due date came and went.
But the kitchen does look a lot better.
Than a building site. Still a few months away. Anyway, so that's done. We're talking about Christmas. It's Christmas. So Merry Christmas for you, Christmas types. Happy Hanukkah for you.
Is Merry Christmas the right thing to say? Maybe you should say Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays. I was going to say, cause Happy Hanukkah for you Hanukkah types.
There are some people who won't find Merry Christmas offensive.
Well, good for them. You have the right to be offended. Feel free to be offended. And to those people that don't celebrate Christmas, then enjoy laughing at us for celebrating Christmas.
Yeah.
Spending lots of money on shit we don't want.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, what have you been up to, Paul? In the week? It's only a week.
Well, I mean, it's been a lot of... hobby-wise, nothing.
As much as that?
I've been, building stuff, but games-wise, no. Because it's, this weekend was... My family Christmas was on Saturday. So we're recording on Tuesday, the 20th, and on Saturday, gone, I had my family Christmas because I'm at work, a lot of the rest of it. Yeah, well, so I had to have it early, so there we go.
So I can see that going down really well, baby's first Christmas next year.
I'm working! No, will they? We just have Christmas early.
Do you think they won't know? Baby's first Christmas.
We just have it early, what's the point? What's the problem?
Okay, fine. Baby's first birthday, just have it early, you won't know.
Really,
christening, forget about it.
You're not religious, so what? Okay. The day is what you say is, isn't it?
That the royal week.
Well, just not. I'm not. No, it's just practicality. Anyway, what have I done hobby wise? I've got myself a very smart Blackrock castle from Forgeball.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah. So that's lovely. Saw it on the Facebook group, and I was like, that's a good price. Bought it. Boom. Other Warmaster, and I've been getting together because I have a date to play the first 30k game, so I've put together the 30k list I'm going to do for that.
Okay.
Which is so quite a lot of the plastics from Prospero and all the series, Battle of Calf.
So it's like Marines against Marines, basically.
Yeah, so I'm
is there anything else?
Yes, there are. There's Mechanicum, and there's Imperial Guard.
What's that?
And I think there's some Knights as well. Yeah. Army then.
But no Xena, no aliens.
No.
Nah.
Nah. They're not in the Heresy. They're dead. The Heresy starts because they've just wiped out all the aliens, haven't they?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it?
They defeated the Orcs. Tyranids don't exist yet. Right. Necrons they haven't found. Orcs they'd wiped out earlier in Ulnor, and they come back in the 32nd millennium.
Orcs. Like Eldar?
Yeah, but they're never a big deal.
Space Elves.
Yeah, and they're not a big deal in 30k.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. What have I been doing? Not much, really. Mm-hmm. Not much at all. Just fixing my house, putting it back together. I did a Conspiracy 2 draft. You'd have enjoyed that. That was good.
Yeah.
Some multiplayer draft. Lots of funky mechanics.
Cool.
It was good. I enjoyed that. That was good last night. And that was it. I think I haven't done anything. I'm going to try and get to the club on Wednesday, but I haven't booked a game.
I have a night shift, so I... No, sorry, it's off an ESAT shift. Apparently, I'm going to play Phil at Warmaster, but I'll see what time I get there, if it happens or not.
Okay. Well, I haven't got a game, so I can pick it up.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the case, if Phil's there waiting, just play him, and I'll just come along and hang out afterwards.
Well, happy days. So, Germany 27. Is there a name for this? Germany 2017.
As the event. Right. So did we mention this last podcast?
Yeah, of course. I think we should call it Warcon because I didn't see a name.
Warcon.
Warcon 2017.
Yeah. All right.
Erfurt.
Ever heard of it? No.
It looks nice enough.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some beer from there.
Erfurt.
So
there's no planes to Erfurt.
No.
Or trains. It's like
end of the line.
We're going to be driving.
So, it's good. We're going to attend. We should buy tickets, shouldn't we?
I can't decide how long to get.
Yeah.
I want to go the whole 95 euro.
I'll do everything.
Big coffee cup.
That does sound good, actually, yeah.
All of it, let's do it.
I like that. Well,
I said Jim would probably drop on because of his work.
Yeah.
Janus can do what he wants because he's Janus.
Yeah. So what, Jim isn't coming?
No, Jim said it's really good for him.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. So it's just you.
Just me, what? Me, what?
To decide how long you can go for.
Oh, well, but I told you that earlier. Okay, so basically, that falls in a block of shifts that haven't come out yet, as in requesting, but I can request 4 days a month. That will fall in that. So I could do a 4 day stint.
Okay.
And the honest Barry, I could always just call in sick.
No, I'm not calling in sick.
But I could.
You could, but you won't.
Yeah, but I could.
So the only decision is the Sunday night. I'm quite happy doing the whole thing apart. The Sunday night doesn't finish till 9, yeah. And I'm not sure we can physically get home because yeah. I think the ferries and stuff and the boat.
Well, then
and the
let's not even like we don't want to go. We want to do something on the Sunday, so let's just come back on the Monday then.
Okay, right, there you go, Jim. We're going Thursday to Monday.
Thursday, so we're going to leave some point on Thursday, yeah. And get back on. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh no, let's.
We'll talk about it.
I get 4 days, okay. So. Monday.
Well, Thursday's only painting, so maybe fire Thursday.
Let's go.
Friday to Monday.
Friday to Monday.
Forget the painting.
Yeah.
It's not like I need to learn how to paint.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it? It's useless information to you.
I've got paints. I do own paints.
Yeah, so, okay, so we'll go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and come back Monday.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So, job done. So, yeah, we'll see you in Germany, hopefully.
Ein bisschen Bier, bitte.
If you like. Mm-hmm. Und Sausage.
Und Bratwurst. Mit Käse.
Okay. KR sponsorship, Paul.
Yeah, apparently we're still sponsored by them. Like,
it's getting close now.
Getting close now. Like
a couple of weeks.
Basically, we want sponsor. We want them to back our next event. Are they still sponsoring us? I don't know. They're still sailing. Saying they still have on their website that they are.
The kudos.
I'm like, all I am is asking for it. Yet emails and phone calls just can't get through to the man that makes the decision.
You have a lot. Of prizes for this event.
I know. Well, we'll talk about that. But
we will talk about it later. The prize hall.
We will talk about that. Yeah.
Not later. The prize hall is getting.
It's growing. I feel like Smaug.
I've had some little bits left from last time.
Yeah, yeah. It's as well right. As robots. Yeah, it's going to be a good event to turn up
for £10, including lunch.
Yeah.
you'll do well to not go home with less than £10 worth of stuff.
I think we've already pushed that past that now.
Okay. Right. Serving of humble pie for Sir Paul.
For Paul. What's
serving.
This about then?
I can't imagine, sir.
You tell me, I don't know. I didn't do anything wrong.
So, last week, I was having a bit of a moan, a lot of moan, about the, what's the scenario called? Meeting engagement. That Paul forced me to roll for my characters, and I was like, I don't really want to do this. I think we described that we wouldn't do this. I'm sure it said somewhere that they didn't have to be rolled for, and we could be placed or put with brigades
it
or something.
It is written right here.
I'm reading is overrated. And I didn't bother reading it. I was just arguing and saying, and then what happened? All my characters went in one square, all the other stuff was miles away. So I had like 2/3 of my army I couldn't physically order for 2 turns, apart from chucking one order from my general away. So, and it turned out Jim the Sage, always the man that reads.
So are you suggesting that I made a mistake
I'm
on the thing that I wrote?
Nothing. Jim's suggesting you made a mistake.
Because that sounds pretty tenuous that I would make a mistake
on
the thing that
Jim
I wrote.
Jim is suggesting that there may have been an error made. It certainly wasn't by me, because I was protesting at the time. I was sure we'd had this conversation and we changed the rules to prevent this happening. And Paul was like, until it ruins a game, I don't remember it.
That was tremendous. Like, yeah, so my bad. No, like,
it is a rule.
You place the characters with the brigades, my mistake.
Anywhere you want.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
You, a character to a brigade, like, as in, I'm placing that brigade and it has that character. That's what it rolled, that's where it goes.
Is that what we decided? Because that's not what I remember it being.
Well, what do you remember it?
I remember you just place the frigging characters after you've done your brigades.
It says here, a player will choose a unit, brigade, or character to deploy and will roll to see which of the 3 squares are allocated in. So. Okay, let's make that choice.
I don't think the issue is.
Let's make a little note.
I don't think you put it in the rules.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to make a little note of it then. So
I think characters were placed. Yeah, yeah. I think that was what we decided.
Characters. It's official now.
So when Paul forwards me V1.2.
Yeah.
This will be.
I'm just, and this is the point.
You'll type it in, and then I'll host it, and it'll be changed.
Yeah. Place characters after. Brigades. There you go. Done.
Yeah, so you can just place them. Yeah. So there's no my generals left in the square with a unit of gobblers.
Yeah.
I guess Gordon dies.
But it didn't happen.
Just because it didn't happen doesn't mean it couldn't happen.
All right, well, it's done now.
Well done, Paul, for accepting your pie graciously. Right, event prices have started to arrive. Paul brought a massive box.
Yeah.
Massive box.
Get some, okay, so...
Big up the people that have sent...
So, Polar Fox, first of all, have sent us a fantastic amount of prize support. They must have sent
unbelievable.
Us like 16 blister packs. Or little baggy packs. And I just love this guy, this guy.
Hell, his name is.
Yeah. His Russian communication is fantastic.
He's so Western. This is it.
I know.
Anytime I'm typing, I'm not drinking vodka.
Yeah.
I do not want to type.
I mean, I'm very old.
I don't want to take my gloves off.
It's brilliant, but he's just... It's okay, so what happened is I sent him an email asking for what he's done before. All I got back was, is your address the same? I said, yes. Then he sent me a tracking number. That was it. And then it's turned up.
Well, what more do you want?
Well, no, there's nothing else needed, but it's just...
That's the perfect marriage. Wife, dinner, wife. That's it. Super. Well done, Bell, sir. Like, yeah. 16 packs.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah. And across his ranges of stuff, a lot of it is character packs.
That's good.
And
because the character packs are... I've not seen them for sale. I think I discussed this before. I think they might be too close to the IP.
There might be stuff there that you can't easily get. And so we've got hold of that.
And Gringle's.
Yeah.
Gringle's my favourite
also,
character.
Also, we have from Maelstrom Millstrom. They have sent us 3 brigades worth of stuff. So they've sent us basically a pack of elves, which could be wood elves or high elves. Mm-hmm. A pack of stuff, which is... undead, and a pack of stuff which is orcs and goblins.
Superb.
Yeah.
So like brigades or something.
Yeah, brigades.
I think it's more than a brigade. I think it's like five packs.
So what I'm going to do then is at the moment, everybody who turns up to play in the event will get a rule book for free, which we had saved up from the last time, and they will get a couple of blisters worth of stuff, which I think I'll just randomly draw out.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, there we go. Because then everybody's getting something. The winner of the competition is obviously going to get the shield. And if KR have done our sponsorship, fantastic.
And also the Maelstrom stuff.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
they get good stuff.
You're walking away with... Everybody's walking away with 3 miniatures.
So if you're still available, come on whatever date it is. I'm 14th
of January.
I think we can host up to 32 players.
Yeah, we're not going to get 32. So I have not said that there's a cap on players. But, I mean... We're definitely going to have 8, you know, because tickets have been sold. And so it's already, like, I'm not going to say no to anybody, but 8 is really, in the day, as I said before, is in a day what you can run. So, fantastic.
Yeah, and well, 8 is for a 3-round event, but we don't want a 3-round event.
No. I mean, we can't assume that we'll get more time.
No.
You know, I mean, these tournaments...
Ideally, it should be a 4-round event.
We both all want it to be, but... I can't. I mean, if all the games go quickly, and we are playing the scenario games, they might well go quickly. But if there's time for a fourth game, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Do it.
I mean, at the start, at a sort of a State of the Union kind of address I'll make for 2017, I will talk to everyone about War Master Revolution, and saying this is where it's going.
Here's your new fancy printed.
Yeah, I've just invalidated. okay, that's unfortunate. But I'll mention things like this Germany convention, which has popped up out of nowhere that we're attending. So it's an exciting time for War Master right now. I mean, I will address everybody about it, and I will say to them like, in the future we are playing War Master Revolution. If it's a unanimous choice right now, I will tell you the differences and we'll play this as War Master Revolution.
I don't think we should play it now.
No, I say it, but I will say it has to be a unanimous decision. But it can be done. And as for the games today, this is using our tournament pack. If the third game finishes, if the third round is finished quickly, we won't hold anything back. We will play a fourth.
Yeah. As long as we don't have 8 players or less, then you can't play four.
Well, then there's no need, but it's going to happen. Yeah.
So good stuff. The rule books that you're going to give out, you can get them done pretty cheap, man.
Yeah, well, that's how.
So that's what's going to happen for Revolution when it's stabilised.
What's fantastic for us, if they put into the optional rules and the 0.4 version, they put in the scouting rules. They're there.
Jim's scouting rules.
Jim's scouting rules. It's fantastic. It's like we're really part of it, aren't we?
Okay, well, happy days. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about the prizes. The prize is phenomenal. Thank you, Polar Fox. Thank you, Malmstrom Millstrom.
There is also, I could get the Eureka voucher deal again, but I think I will leave it because, you know, it's in paying a voucher for them.
Yeah,
you've
still got to pay post and stuff.
I mean, it's like I have to pay them money to get a, that is, and that is only going to be a prize that only the first player could take away. I'll talk to Janners about it.
Because he's likely to win, yeah?
He's likely to win it. And also, he won it last time. But I will explain. I will chat to him about it, but I probably won't.
I don't think you should.
Because you don't need to,
I think any leftover money you should just put towards rule books.
Yeah.
For next time. Yeah. For August or whenever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I might send them a nice email back saying, thanks, but no thanks for this time.
So today's game, Paul.
Yes.
Who was it? What happened?
So who fought who? We rolled up Take and Hold from Winter Roller 17. And we generally did... Roll up, take and hold.
We did. It's my least favourite.
The magic
favorite.
Of the 4-4 was not broken.
It's my least favourite because I'm always totally outplayed.
So, Abari took his ogre list, again, with the trial rules that he's been like looked at and his trial list. And I took, it was a bit of an orc challenge today, I took orcs and goblins.
Ooh. Mm.
Yes.
There's some interesting decisions you made in the game, I thought. But I thought orcs performed nicely.
So my orcs and goblins... Well, we know what Barry's ogre list is because it's the same army that he's been using past couple of episodes.
Yeah.
Listen. If not, go back and listen to them. Yeah. You know, like... and so the orc and goblin list I went for was 5 units of orc warriors, 2 black orcs, 4 goblins, 2 trolls, 2 boar riders, 4 wolf riders, 1 unit of wolf chariots, a giant, a general, a hero on a shaman, sorry, a hero on a wyvern, 2 orc shamans, 2 a goblin hero, and 2 goblin shamans.
Okay. So what's the first?
So gives me breakpoint 11 and scouts 11 as well.
So I didn't even bother scouting. I don't scout anyway, we're all good. So you want
to scout. Goblins have access to wolf riders who are good scouts, yeah. Cost-effective scouts.
And a flyer.
And a flyer in there, yeah, they can get a wyvern character.
So, what is the first rule of giants, Paul?
Don't talk about them.
The first rule of giants is to put them on a flank, facing away from your army, and order them first, so they get upfield. Alternatively, what can you do? Leave them till later on, in the middle of your army, fail an order, what could go wrong? So his giant turned round, saw... to be fair, he was a bit scared by the ogres. Because they're quite big lumps. And he's a big giant.
I think, to be honest, he looked at your army and was like, I should be on that army.
Right. But is he a slave to you?
Yeah, kind of, I don't know, a green slave.
I never really understood it. Yeah. Sometimes they call him slave giant.
Your one's called slave giant. Yeah.
And he maybe he escaped from us. And he realised, oh no, I'm not going back there. So the giant turned round towards the table edge.
Yeah.
Went as quick as he could.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, boar boys were in the way.
Yeah.
So the boar boys took a smash in. and they managed to do enough damage to wound the giant.
And they lost the stand as well. Yeah.
So then the giant was out of the game.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the game he just ran backwards towards the base.
Yeah, every time he like failed the order. He rolled up, I'll go for the table edge.
150 points achieved...
It did damage to me, in fact. It achieved nothing and did damage to my own stuff, so... Basically, I was playing with negative 200 points.
You were? So, get them out on the wings. Next thing, no artillery? Why is that?
Nah, it's just not very good, is it? You know, I mean...
I'm trying to use mine.
Because it's a single artillery piece, there's not much shooting. You know, then the only other shooting in the army is very range 15 bows. So, and realistically, you might get that off on wolf riders. It's not a shooting army at all. And I just think, and you're right, like the points for the rock lobbers, they're overcosted. They're not effective enough.
I don't know if they are.
Yeah,
they're only overcosted when you compare them to cannon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although cannons are kings of the game.
I decided not to take them, you know, like but what I did get was quite a lot of heavy infantry stuff, like 2 units of black orcs, 2 units of trolls, and I figured that the Warmaster Revolution rules would really benefit orcs and goblins.
They did,
and they really did, because like the troll brigade, it got one order successfully, but the rest of the game it failed every order, but they were moving 10 centimeters forward every time.
Yeah.
So I put a goblin hero out there, a really cheap command 7 hero whose job was just to try and order the trolls.
Yeah.
If he gets lucky, he gets an order. If not, it's just 10 centimeters forward.
And the thing about trolls, two units of trolls in line, supported by goblins. Mm-hmm. Even if you charge them, you're taking 30 attacks.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and with six support.
And the reacher.
Yeah, and the reacher. I mean, trolls in this, like, their stock has massively jumped up in Revolution. Because they are always moving, at least, unless they blundered, obviously. And their regeneration, for two rounds of combat, their regeneration is nice.
And you can chuck in a goblin wizard. What, they cost like 45 or something?
A goblin
30
wizard.
30 or something?
So a goblin hero is 45. Yeah, a goblin wizard's 30.
Just dedicate that.
Dedicate that to them.
Roll a 6. Can't roll a 6, move on 10.
In fact, it'll be a 5 to get
it
off.
Like, oh, well.
You just command 6.
God. It was so hard moving trolls. I remember the first time I used them and I put them in a wood. And I dedicated a hero. That's the best I've got, 8. And they just couldn't get out of the wood. It's impossible. It's 6 to get them out of the wood.
Yeah.
Stay in that wood.
So they've gone from almost being a non-choice to being a very, very strong choice, trolls.
Yeah, but not just because of the leadership, but because of the two rounds of combat.
Yeah.
And then it freezes.
Yeah.
Which helped them a lot as well.
Because if you think, their points cost of 110, it's the same as Black Orcs. Now, Black Orcs, obviously, were the only choice before because they've got, they're just troops you can order.
And they're 4-4-5.
You know,
like,
and 4-4-5, you know, it's a standard heavy infantry profile.
Are they limited to 1 per 1,000?
1 per 1,000, yeah. So, but the trolls, who you can get up to 6 units in a 2,000 point list, have more attacks but less hits. And with a couple of other nega traits as well, and regen.
Jesus. So, brigade of trolls, like, in column, may be hard work, man.
It would be difficult, yeah. It would do a lot of damage before it went away. Yeah. It always do a lot of damage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. Well, that's something to look at. It's not that expensive.
There's a couple of nega traits in. They can't have wah as a spell. They can't. They have a negative one all the time. But they say revolution benefits those lower command armies, and there's no one worse commands than orcs and goblins.
No.
So play to it. Like, you know, you want a lot of characters, just trying for orders. Dedicate, have a character to a brigade. If it fails it, so what? They get something.
Because there was at least one turn where you made one order.
Yeah.
Just one order. And back in the day, that would have been it. You'd have made one order.
Yeah.
And it's like so frustrating. I've made one order. I've got like 7 characters that made one friggin' order in a turn. But now you made one order, but you've made 6 half.
The whole lot is reliably moving 10 centimetres forward.
Yeah.
Or 15.
Disciplined.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's good because it's like it's going forward, isn't it? It's like it's not broken. And it's going forward the minimum distance it can really.
It can't change.
It can't change its formation. It's just a horde rolling forward. Yeah.
It's kind of what they do.
Yeah.
Can't charge. Can't make contact with the enemy. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just rolling. Well,
you're bringing them forward. You play like a you play it then. You know, bullheaded. You're just bringing it forward to get into initiative range. If they charge you, great. You want combat. But if they don't, you're going to charge.
And the difference is that by turn 3, the battle was in my half.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
You'd have been in your half, I'd have been in my half.
Yeah.
We'd have been trying to fight. But it was like, everything was in my half.
Because your troll brigade, it's definitely a strong build. Because, so two trolls in, you know, in column, no, in line.
Two in line.
And then two goblins behind. You've got to have some goblins. So the goblins are in the army anyway.
Yeah.
They're moving forward 10 centimetres a turn. When they get to initiative, the trolls initiative charge in. And because they can now initiative, take the goblins with them as support.
Just
bonus.
Quality.
Brucey bonus. Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
Chicken dinner. And I think you're only paying, what, like 280 for the whole brigade?
So trolls are 110, so that'll be 220. Goblins are 30 points each.
So 280.
280.
That's a nice brigade.
280. And have a goblin hero giving it an order.
You've already got the wizard.
All right, so you're using a wizard for it then.
Well, give an orc wizard then. Be brave.
Orc shaven. It's the same points as a goblin hero.
Yeah, but you're going to have four of them anyway. You're going to have them anyway, aren't you?
Hmm.
Although you were a bit reticent. I think sometimes your fear of the cheese kind of works against you.
What do you mean?
Like turn one, you didn't know Geralt's.
Yeah, because it's cheesy.
But. Does not compute. Oh, Paul, just roll the Geralt's.
Nah,
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, the standard you hold yourself to is the standard you're.
It's
content.
In the game. You can't.
See, this is how we're different. I won't do it, Barry. I hold myself to a higher level.
I mean, from turn to onwards, you did have to resort to Geralt.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
You only get one and a third off a turn.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just maximise it. One and a third of turns.
Sharon's going to love hearing this bit.
I mean, to be fair, Geroff is one of the things I'd like never to have been written.
Yeah.
Because I think they need a better spell than that, because it's just...
Yeah, they need a spell
irritating
that...
and annoying.
It's not like any other spell. They need a spell that is just... I don't know.
A movement spell or something.
Yeah,
something
a hand better. Of Gork. Yeah.
On a fire.
Yeah, moves a unit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Expand that, I mean, much more orky.
Yeah.
Because that's getting into a fight. You don't want to push stuff away. Yeah. You want to bring it in so I can smash it.
Exactly. You can, and you can penalise it.
How about that?
You penalise it so it has to be get, has
move
to make
it
combat.
Towards you.
Well, no, just have it that moves them into combat. It has to move them into combat. To cast a spell, you have to get the unit to combat.
Yeah, yeah, no fanning around. No re-manoeuvring.
No,
like
not into support. It has to go into combat.
Yeah.
So it's your standard movement spell with that nega trait in as well.
Could only be for a charge. Yeah. Into combat.
Into combat.
Into combat with the nearest enemy. All put as many nega traits as you want on it. As long as we get stuck in, I don't care.
I have the nearest. Yeah, you could have it as nearest. You could even have that if you wanted.
Yeah, because they're just bloodlust.
Yeah,
kind of spell.
They're just orcs.
We want to fight
orcs.
I did hurt fighting orcs today. I'll tell you, they're stingy.
Yeah.
My iron guts, not iron guts, what are they? Lead belchers were totally outclassed.
Yep. Bash, bash, bash.
Even against basic orc warriors.
You're struggling.
Even charging, we got the same amount of attacks.
Yep. It's good.
But I don't know what the answer is with. I'm still not convinced about the cannoneers or whatever we're going to call them. What are they called? Lead belchers.
Lead belchers.
Because you can't do anything more to them. They'd be too expensive. You wouldn't use them.
Yeah. So but I think what you have there is correct.
But they're just not very inspiring still.
Well, they
just
have
rangers,
a lot of them.
Aren't they?
Yeah. You don't have a lot of them.
I mean, yeah, rangers are good in the.
They're not. They're like the common thing of an ogre list is bull warriors. With some better bull warriors. So it's ogres on foot with hand weapons. That's the common thing of an ogre list. Yeah. There aren't that many guys carrying little cannons. There are some.
I mean, they do have a role. Don't get me wrong. They do have a role.
Yeah.
It's just, whenever they get into combat, you wish they were bulls.
Yeah.
Good. They're certainly better than they
were. So anyway, we're going to...
five up armour is everything.
Yeah.
With six up armour, they were garbage.
Yeah.
Just total garbage.
But we got to talk about the game itself.
Was there a game?
Yeah.
So, go on then. I condense it down to what always happens. The same thing always happens in this scenario.
Go on then. What's it?
So Paul pushes forward.
Yeah.
I push forward a little bit.
Yeah.
Turn two, Paul gets to the objective.
Yeah.
Turn two, I try and go for the objective, fail all my orders, and now I'm behind the eight ball. Because he's already two up before I'm even playing.
Yep.
And then turn three, Paul goes past the objective and starts engaging me. So now I've got to fight through the screen of stuff to get to the stuff on the objective, which I obviously can't do because he's pushing stuff right into me. So the best I can do is fight the stuff that's next to me.
Yep.
So we get into turn four, I'm 4-0 down, which always happens on this bloody scenario. I'm 4-0 down, and now I've got to kill you this turn or I'm going to lose.
Yep.
But I managed to kill you this turn.
You did.
Yeah. I had nothing left to give, nowhere else to go, nothing else to do.
Yep. And in fact, if you hadn't broken me that turn, I'd won at the end of the turn on scenario.
Yeah. Which is,
but you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a turn, I don't know if you took a picture, maybe the end of turn three... maybe it was turn four, three or four. We didn't play that many turns, and literally everything was in combat.
Yeah, it was
the whole board was fighting.
It looked great.
Everything was fighting, apart from my artillery.
Finished table with nice bit of new scenery in the middle of it. You know, fully painted armies looked great.
My man of the match was a little unit of goblins.
Yeah, I know.
Noblers.
Noblers.
They got charged by a troll and took it out.
I know, took it out. I mean, there were some funny moments, like obviously the giant attacking my own ship. That was not good. The trolls doing well as a troll brigade, but then
they're one
stand getting a bit. Oh, I thought it's just greenskins. Oh, what are they called? Noblers. I'll take them on, and they lost. And like this stand,
we did send a stand.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, come on, just do it. So that happened, and then they ended up helping the combat. They needed the help, which wasn't good. But there was a bit where my wolf riders got away when they shouldn't have done.
There was a bit where 9 shots.
Nine shots.
That hurt.
Yeah.
Rhinox riders, 9 wolf rider shots hurt.
Yeah. And then they shot down a Rhinox rider, but loads got into combat with them. But and then that what?
Oh, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, there was that, but that was a combat where I spiked like.
So I put in. 14, 15 dice against a single stand of Wolf Riders.
Got away with it, yeah.
And he got away! Yeah. Look how it is! Yeah, that's amazing. baseballs.
Yeah, he drew the combat.
Like it did one wound.
Yeah, it's like he rolled very badly, I saved loads, and he got away.
Yeah, there was another one where you rolled four dice and got three sixes.
Yep.
That was another good one.
Yep.
So there were lots of funny moments, lots of spikes, lots of fighting. The game's all about fighting, so it's good when we're fighting.
Yep.
It was a good stress test because there was lots of stuff going on, lots of pursuits, stuff went over multiple rounds.
Yeah. I mean, it's benefit, like this, the scenario played well, obviously Revolution plays really well. This, if this game, like if everybody played this game, this type of game in the tournament, we'd have been have bags of time left at the end of it because we did not tap that clock much at all.
Yeah, it's bothered you. As soon as you're on the scenario point, it's on, game on.
Game on.
Because there's no, like, in certain rule sets, if you're within a certain point, amount, distance of the objective you're contesting, it's not contesting, you're on it, off.
You've got it or you haven't got it. You know, keep it simple.
Like somebody's scoring at each turn.
Yeah.
If fight
pretty went on. Much, yeah. Yeah. One of you's got to control it.
I guess theoretically you could both be on it.
I mean, what I've written.
But it's not a very big base, is
no,
it?
No. I mean, you're going to have to be. I mean, what I've done is there's no, like, trying to work out distances. See, if both of you are touching it, you're contesting it.
Yeah,
or on it.
That doesn't happen.
No, I'm saying it doesn't happen. But that's the point of it. And then like, it's completely black and white. There's no, is that contesting, not contesting? Is it touching the base? Yes, it's contesting. Being on the base is contesting. Okay. They're not big bases. They can be anything. But I've kept it as just simple GW round bases.
Yeah, like 25.
Which you will have some of. Yeah. And I will at the event because I've got so many. They'll be on it. I'll put them on every table, unless people have brought their own. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anything else?
But they have to be
practical for you.
Huh?
Anything else come out of the match for you? Your build's a little bit weird, but I think we've discussed this before. I think it's because it's what you have.
Yeah, it's what I have.
I think ball boys need more ball boys.
Yeah, I mean, it's what I have. It's, you know, I quite like using a lot of the goblin wolf riders. Quite
goblins.
Fun. Goblins. Yeah, it's. But I don't want to use any ogres because you can have ogres in an orc goblin, but you have. They seem like a separate race to me. And what else would I do? I could go heavy on orc infantry more.
Like Christoph did.
Or I could go more boar riders, I suppose.
Like Jim did, he had six.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's very flexible, this list, which is one of the weird things that people kept making, like, theme lists up for. It's like, Jesus, there's so much variety in this list.
Yeah, you don't
literally, what do you need? Four orcs, four goblins, that's it.
Yeah. That's
piss all points. It's like four orcs is 240, four goblins 120, 360, that's it.
Yep.
And a general.
Yep.
Which is 95. Because he's rubbish.
Because he's rubbish.
So it's 455 or something, and then the rest is to play.
The general, you're paying 15 points for one extra attack. Because he's attacked two instead of
and
one.
And he gets awarded the whole table.
Oh, yeah, the whole table.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, changes I would make right off the bat, I would make to the Orc and Goblin list. I would make their general.
I don't know now. I don't know.
Maybe it doesn't
need. I'm cooling down now.
But I would definitely. I would rework the Rock Clubbers.
I'd
probably drop the Ogres from the list. Or, I don't know. Maybe they don't need to be there.
Well, I don't know why they're there, really. Mm-hmm. They're not in my head. I don't remember Orcs, Goblins having Ogres.
It's quite old. Old fluff. I mean, they weren't in...
Whenever I played, they weren't.
The last edition of the Orc and Goblins, like, in Warhammer, I don't think they had ogres in there.
They did
ogres
have trolls.
Trolls, yes, but the ogres became a separate entity themselves.
That was ages ago, that's like...
Yeah, exactly, I don't think really ogres... I mean, ogres, if anything, are more an empire list.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I remember, like, classic, you know, ogre...
Well, that's the look they have, isn't it?
Yeah.
The ogres are like empire.
Like mercenary ogres. Yeah. Classic look there.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think Revolution's taking care of quite a lot of problems.
Maybe actually, when we come to look at lists, maybe that's an empire a change to making an empire list. Put ogres in there.
But they got ogres.
No, they don't.
They don't have ogres.
No. See,
no.
They should do, shouldn't they? They have a maximum one unit ogres.
Because they got fanatics. That's their ogres. I know they don't work in the same way, but that's the heavy hitting stuff in.
Kind
of.
I mean, we need to You need to rework the steam tank. You need to probably drop its. Destroyed if it's pushed away.
Well, that's an easy fix.
That's an easy fix, but you could probably add. I think I'd be happy to put an elite unit of ogres in there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Empire are that bad.
No, but that's the only things I would change.
Yeah, but then you're starting to get into everything.
Well, these are months off discussions.
Yeah, so like, I see the game as like there's like like prime tier best of seven at the moment. It's like 5% at the top, 5% at the bottom. Once you start getting into the rest of it, it's like Jesus, you could start saying anything. You could start saying
It's true. I suppose.
So I like the fact that Revolution's working well for Orcs and Goblins.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. If you're an Orc and Goblin player, you should be playing Revolution.
You're going to have a minimum of 7 characters. 6 if you're being a real cheapskate. But you're really going to have 7. 4 wizards, 2 heroes and a general.
Yep.
7.
Yep.
That's a lot of characters.
It's a lot of characters. Yeah, it's more than any other race, isn't it?
Yeah, so well, good for you. And every failed order is like a 10 centimetre move.
Yep.
Happy days.
Yeah, every brigade's got a dedicated character doing it.
Getting locked into a combat, happy days.
Yep.
Have like big brigades, loads of brigades of stuff fighting, happy days.
Yep. So,
The fact that combats are only 2 rounds curtails lots of the buff spells.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, the game shouldn't be like some of the buff spells. Like you
what's that chaos one?
Yeah, Jeez, Rage of Chaos.
Oh man, alive! That can be like devastating.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. My rat swarm suddenly got like 24 attacks. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Rage by chaos. So Warmaster Revolution is working really well. Happy. I have still got nothing negative.
No,
to report.
I can't find anything bad to say about it.
Nothing. I've said the things that grind my gears, like about the line of sight stuff. But it is what it is. Just in the game.
Yeah.
So happy days. So long may it continue.
Yeah. Well done. Okay. So that's really the wrap up of today's game. But so we have review of 2016, a year of success.
Oh, is it?
4 events, I believe. A podcast, Warmaster Revolution, and that's with the Roller 17. Can 2017 top it? Well, considering how awful 2016's been for a year in general.
Has it?
Well, just in general life, isn't it? 2016. It's reported as like the worst year ever. But this is bigger stuff away from Warmaster. So yeah,
I just like to moan. Says the man who likes to moan.
It has been a really good year, 2016.
For Warmaster. I don't think it's been a year as good as this for a while. Mm. I don't know. I haven't been around Warmaster that long.
No.
I can't imagine.
So 2017, what will that bring? It's definitely going to bring 4 events. It's already planned.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to bring a podcast because we are it.
It might slow down a little bit once a baby window comes in.
But it still exists.
I'll just forewarn you. I might go to bi-weekly.
Yeah.
Just when.
And occasionally we have to do that anyway.
Yeah. Because I don't think Paul really truly appreciates. It's like teaching him. It's trying to talk to a blind man about what it's like to see a sunset. Like, I have no concept.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm sure nothing will change for you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it certainly will continue.
A podcast.
Yeah.
Warmaster Revolution, which has come out in the blue last 6 weeks.
That's the thing. It's like these. That's what's crazy about the. I mean, when I rang up Maelstrom Millstrom Man, and to because his email had other questions. I was chatting to him and I was like, this has come out of nowhere, Revolution. This event, this convention in Germany has come out of nowhere. I mean, I'm sure it was being planned long in their own communities, but I didn't know it internationally.
There was an event last year that we didn't make it to. I can't remember what it was.
What, in Hamburg?
No. Somewhere like Sweden or something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like a beer.
Swedish Masters,
it was 10 quid for a beer. Like, Jesus,
to look at a beer.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, 10 quid a beer?
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how things are just swinging up.
Yeah, it's great.
And long may it continue.
I don't know, for this convention, I don't know how many people are going to be there, but 30? I don't know.
First SmogCon only had about 30.
Yeah.
And last year, 600 or 500 or whatever.
Yeah. And this year?
400. Here's the number, sir.
Yeah.
So the Revolution's amazing. I mean, there was the French thing kicking around, but they'd done it in French only.
Fair play
to them.
Yeah.
They're French.
Yeah.
They want to read it in their native language.
Yeah. But can't blame them for that. Just, French.
There's nothing wrong with French. thank you, the Czech community, for bringing out Warmaster Revolution.
Yeah, thanks very much. And thank you very much for sticking some of our stuff into it. It's great. Now we just need to discuss the army list that we're taking, as in where to go with that.
Yeah.
But that is something we're doing internally anyway. But
so that is interesting because other systems like Blood Bowl.
Yeah.
And the ETC kind of format in Warhammer Fantasy used to be.
Yeah.
So everybody knows that GW didn't make the greatest rule sets, like army list wise.
Oh no, God no! I mean, like, here's a modern example. Like, so this, so I'm going to be playing some 30k.
Of course you are.
I have no illusions that 30k as a rule set, because it's 40k with 30k like stuff in it, is not great. Like, I have no, don't get me wrong, I do not think, oh, this is going to be the best game system ever played, but it has fantastic fluff.
Okay.
So there you go.
Fluff is good.
Yeah. So. And plus, with a benefit with a game system like that, is you can take it to like places like Warhammer World and play on amazing tables.
Yeah.
As well. Mm-hmm. Which we're going to do recently. We're going to suit for Warmaster.
So anyway, Blood Bowl, what they decided to do was when GW abandoned the game, effectively... Yep. They decided to say, well, we're not going to let this game die. We're going to try and fix the problems that need fixing, and we're going to publish that. And they built a structure in which to collate feedback and then make decisions.
Yep.
And without that, I'm pretty sure Blood Bowl would have died.
Yeah, would have done. I mean, my thing with the NAF, you know, is that I'd have had them in these years between then and now create like new teams
they
and
can't.
Like, but I'm just saying, like, have trial them out or something.
They have. Well, yeah. They did to a little degree, but GW were really unhappy about stuff like that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Mm. And look what they've done now. There's no SLAN. There's no SLAN in the new Blood Bowl. There's no. What was the other one they did? Oh, they were just mix-ups, weren't they? Like Chaos Pact and
Chaos
Underworld.
Pact, yeah, yeah. They kept Underworld.
Yeah, they probably would because they're. But like SLAN, they got.
Yeah.
Because they have to.
Yeah.
So they don't exist.
Yeah.
So I think what needs to happen is that Warmaster community needs to get together. Maybe that's globally. It can just be like a Facebook page, or it can be a Facebook group, or it could be a forum. And you could have some input from different communities, and you could try and find a way to move the game lists forward.
Okay.
I don't know how it would work, but I think it needs to happen. Because what you don't want is you don't want like the UK community to be using set lists, the Czech community to be using set lists, the French community to be using set lists.
No, I suppose not. But ultimately, I mean, as I said before, this reminds me of Fantasy 8 tournaments where it's about the comp system. And part of that comp system can be the army lists that you can use.
Yeah, but it was more than... I'm talking about more than just, like, the Swedish players in Fantasy create a comp system and say, here's our comp system.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
They have the fantastic Swedish comp system.
So take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But what things like the ETC did was they say, we'll take your comp system and we'll amend it and we'll use it in our events.
Yeah.
Mm. So then you end up with, like, loads of fractured comp systems.
Yeah. Which is what you did get, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know what... You're building a specific list for each event.
Yeah.
Because the comp system's changing for each event.
Yeah.
Which is a pain in the arse.
It is. It's more work, definitely, than just buying in on the, you know, the...
And there's no way you could go to Warmaster List Selector, Army Selector, and put your list in, because there's, like, 15 different comp systems.
No, no, exactly. You couldn't have that. Yeah.
Mm. So I think my dream for 2017 would be to create or... being somebody to create, or maybe we could be involved in creating a forum to kind of move the army list forward.
Oh,
that doesn't mean that we're going to like rebuild all the army lists, or we're going to change everything for the sake of changing it, but they've been stagnant for a long ass time.
Yeah, totally.
If you look at that trial army list, what's that, 2009?
Yeah.
So that's going to be, what,
seven years
next year? Yeah. Nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened.
Yeah. No, I mean, that is... And
something needs to happen.
That is, that would be a good thing, definitely.
Yeah, and then, it doesn't have to, it's not like, I've got, you know, like, sometimes people, like, pick a faction in War Machine, say you're, I'll tell you a classic, you're playing Fantasy, you're playing Wood Elves, and every decision you're made is, like, trying to make Wood Elves better. So you're totally frigging biased. Everything you're doing is saying, well, but we need this.
I need more words.
Yeah, whatever.
Every time you should have five words.
I play enough armies now. I play quite a lot of armies.
Yeah.
I'm not attached specifically to an army.
Yeah.
If I made a change to an army, it wouldn't be to make the army better for the sake of me winning everything.
Yeah,
it's just kind of trying to, because the army needs help. So, like, if you take a global view and you're not invested only in one army, then you should be able to make decisions for the right reasons, not just for, like, I want to win.
Yeah.
I only ever use ogres.
Yeah.
I'm going to win with ogres forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you feel about that, Paul. I've had the old Warmaster
Rules Committee. I think it's a great idea if it can result in, like, at a published book.
Well,
like,
we're doing the same thing in the UK. That's the point.
Yeah.
So four of us come together, four of us make a decision, we vote.
Yeah.
If the majority agrees, that rules gets changed.
Yeah.
for that list, for that year. And it's not like you won't get things wrong. You will get things wrong, and people will exploit stuff, and people will find the best list. Yeah, but then you try and correct it the next year.
Yeah.
And then
you
have an evolving, over years and years and years, and we've all got right.
People consistently keeps back, can people come back to it? I mean, something Jad is talking about is putting like rankings, like, you know, because he gets results, tournament results, like from the ones that we run, like ours is, and then putting it like kind of players' rankings and like can do. Because I know
who we talk there, Jadders.
I know that players or fantasy loved players' rankings. True. I know they did. Yeah, because and people would go after top dark elf, that kind of thing. Definitely.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat. I've never been interested in rankings.
I know, but I know other people do.
No, they do. They do.
Yeah. Like and it certainly it was interesting. Like I remember like back in the day, I was like third or something dwarf player, and I was like
three.
Yeah. Yeah, but I still don't. I'm still using, them. Yeah, like so. But I was like, oh, so close. Yeah. So close.
That's when dwarves are absolute shit. Yeah,
yeah, before they, they were bad. They were really bad.
Really, really, really bad.
Yeah, yeah. So, no armor. If you walked away from me, that was it. Game over.
Yeah. Brilliant. So, 2017. My little dream is that. Your little dream is what's your 2017 dream? Apart from collect every army, all 35. You must be getting near now.
No. I'm building up a range then of finished 2,000 point lists that I can then lend out. That's the point of it. You know, I mean, then players at our events can just take a list from me and they're ready to go. And they're not terrible lists, they're good lists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Is that it? We finished?
I think we have, haven't we?
So next week we're going up to Warhammer.
But we do have an exciting one next week, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
So at the moment we're playing a doubles match and then we're playing singles.
Okay, and there are eight of us.
There's eight of us. The doubles match I'm involved in, I'm taking Skaven, and I'm playing with Simon, who's set a target to get a Skaven army done, and he's apparently...
I mean, that's a real man.
That's a real man. Like, it's like, wow. Like, it's a lot. So, and I said to him, even more expendable troops than my own. Because like, I don't care about my stuff, I certainly care less about yours.
You're so funny.
Yeah. So, and it'll be Skaven versus Chaos on our doubles game, which is awesome. And then it'll be some singles games afterwards, which is great. And I would take at least two armies up.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ogres, which aren't 100% GW, so we'll see if we get away with them.
I think you will.
And then I'll take someone else. Something 100% GW. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that'll be good. So next week we're on our road trip. Hopefully it doesn't rain.
Hopefully.
Is it just the two of us going, nobody else going up?
We can put it out there, but have to assume that nobody else is. But I say, and you need to drive because I'm off the night shift.
For a change, I'll drive. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Right, so that was contact details. Contact details was Facebook page or warmasterpodcast@googlemail.com.
Yep.
And that was Warmaster Podcast episode 44.
Thanks very much for listening, and look forward to a different type of episode next week as we chat about a single day's event and at the glory that is Warhammer World.
Okay. So, happy festive holiday period.
Yes, that is PC.